Chair, High Commissioner, I'm speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Thank you, High Commissioner and Ms. Heide, for your opening remarks. The EU and its member states share your deep concern about the continuously rising number of forcibly displaced persons due to war, conflicts, persecution and violence, as well as about the adverse effects of climate change. This is now combined with a global energy and food crisis and economic instability triggered by Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has driven the fastest and largest displacement witness indicates, with 14 million Ukrainians forced to flee their homes since 24th of February. We are proud of the Team Europe response to help those fleeing this senseless war and commend UNHCR for its important work inside Ukraine and throughout the region. This war, taking place in the immediate EU neighborhood, has seriously affected the Ukrainian people, who are now facing unprecedented weaponization of winter conditions by deliberate attacks on its critical infrastructure, which may force even more people to flee in the coming weeks and months. However, the effects of this war are felt far beyond Ukraine and Europe, severely impacting many forcibly displaced persons and their host communities around the world. In addressing the multiple challenges ahead, we are committed to do our part. The EU and its member states are collectively one of the world's leading humanitarian donors, with more than $8 billion in 22. So far, 2022, the EU and its member states have contributed more than $1.2 billion to the UNHCR, including significant contributions of unearmarked and multi-year funding by many member states. The total EU humanitarian aid budget increased by 18% in 22 to 2.6 billion euros, of which approximately 80% is dedicated to supporting host communities and forcibly displaced persons. The EU also continues to dedicate 10% of its external development assistance budget to migration and forced displacement efforts, which amounts to 8 billion euros. We are also responding to the current food crisis in a Team Europe approach, addressing both emergency and longer-term needs. The level of EU humanitarian funding for food assistance has been considerably upscaled, reaching 950 million euros so far in 2022. The Team Europe Global Food Security Response, adopted earlier this year, is backed by a substantial financial commitment of around 8 billion euros for the period 21-24. We want to take this opportunity to correct the perception that our legitimate focus on Ukraine has detracted our attention from other emergencies. Let us be clear. Our funding to Ukraine is not made to the detriment of other crises. We stand by all our previous commitments made to strategic partners like the African Union, including in the framework of our Africa-EU partnership, and maintain our full engagement in crisis situations in Asia, Americas, and the Middle East. We have not diverted nor reduced funding from crises in other parts of the world. However, UNHCR's urgent funding shortfall remains significant, as you just said, Mr. Grandi. This is a recurrent issue for UNHCR, as well as other UN agencies, that has been exacerbated by the sharp increase in needs this year, as confirmed by the Global Humanitarian Overview. The growing gap clearly indicates the need for a more robust One UN response, more synergies to be built between aid organizations, and a stronger commitment from all stakeholders, donors, and implementing organizations to a collective response along the triple nexus, with each actor contributing in line with its core strengths. The overall gap between needs and available funding also calls for continued joint efforts within the UN system to expand the donor base. We have recently seen new and emerging donors pledging funds to the UN Coordinated Humanitarian System. The EU and its member states encourage these initiatives and are ready to engage in a dialogue on how to ensure these efforts could bring concrete financial resources in the future. This is particularly important for crises in the Middle East, like Syria and Yemen, where we expect regional actors to play a decisive role. One of the avenues for such a dialogue is the next European Humanitarian Forum, which is going to take place in next March. For the sake of time, I'll stop here, and the full version of our statement will be available on the website. I thank you.